Yo, yo, man, what it is? It's your boy Sensei. It's I, the one, and I'm just here to tell y'all right now, everything is temporary. Everything that you have, you will lose. Everything that you have will get old. Everything that you have will become outdated. It'll become somebody's trash. Even you will be a name that was a part of a family that is said less and less often throughout the years and generations. So the time that you have right now is a gift. The time that you have right now is a present. The present is a present. And I want everybody to start living with intention and purpose and excitement and hope and faith and passion, because one day everybody that could potentially, if the whole world listened to this podcast at once, everybody that was listening would be in agreement that we're all going to die one day. Life is so fragile and delicate, and it's like a flash, you know, when the egg and the sperm create their bond, a flash happens. When you have a near-death experience, your life flashes before your eyes. And as we go through day by day, waiting for the day we meet our special person, waiting for the day that we finally make it, waiting for the day that every day is a gift. And you don't want to waste your life waiting on the big day. You want to live every day like it is the big day. You want to treat every day like it is the big day. Because we have no time to waste. Money, when you die, whatever that credit card balance is, student loan balances is, whatever, all, you know, the car payments, all of that, bruh. Them people gonna act like that don't matter. They gonna get the little possessions. That's all you worth to them anyway. Whatever you owe them, if you ain't paid them, they gonna take that back. Whoever your beneficiary, if they can't pay for it, they gonna take that. So you better live to make an impact while you living to make an income. Store up your treasure in God's house, not your own. Because thieves cannot come in and take your treasures that are in God's house, that are in heaven, that are waiting on you. And all you will have is what people say about you when you are gone. Like a relationship that was lost with a person you probably shouldn't have been with. When you miss that person, you miss the good. You tend to forget about the bad. So your bad days don't define you. Let your good be what defines you, and do so much good that there's so many stories they won't have enough time when you leave here to say all the things that you did, that it would take 2 days, 3 days to talk about all the good that you did, and never get tired of doing good. So back to the original point from 3 minutes ago. Treat the present like a present. Time is absolutely of the essence. Your best commodity is your time. The thing that they sell is the amount of time that you spend on your phone and your apps and your what your behaviors are. How you spend your time is what's most valuable to these companies that are selling your information. How long you watch the video is how profitable you are to YouTube and to Instagram and to people of the algorithm. How much attention that you can track, how much time you can make people waste watching you, following you. That's how valuable you are. So govern your time better. And like that, I'm done in 5 minutes. Peace. Love you guys. Till next time.